You are joining us here on the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shira. We talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 4, Paragraph 6, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. A short and succinct Mishnah, but always a wonderful Mishnah here in the TTPA Season 6 with the help of the Mishnah Elucidated. Let's look at 4-6, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol ha-machabed es ha-Torah, gufo mechubot al ha-brios, v'chol ha-mechalel es ha-Torah, gufo mechulel al ha-brios. Rabbi Yossi says, whoever honors the Torah, and this means, according to the notes, there are many ways in which we honor the Torah, by honoring Torah scholars and those who study it, by showing respect for a sefer Torah, as Rav points out, for example, by putting it down only in a special place, not on a bench where people are sitting, and not walking away from it and leaving it open, as Rashi points out, and also by listening carefully while the Torah is being read in public and not talking during that time, Rashi points out, and above all, by explaining the significance of each seemingly extra or missing word or letter of the Torah, thereby demonstrating that there is no detail in it that is unimportant, as Rav points out. So whoever honors the Torah is himself honored by people. The notes point out that God makes sure that someone who honors the Torah will be treated respectfully by his fellow men, as Rabbi Yonah points out. So you honor the Torah, you'll be honored by other people. Whoever disgraces the Torah, God forbid, is himself disgraced by people. The notes point out a person disgraces the Torah by doing the opposite of any of the actions mentioned above, as the Rambam commentary points out. More than anything else, a person disgraces the Torah by saying that it includes unnecessary statements or details, as Rabbi Yonah points out. By disgracing the Torah, a person is actually disgracing God. For doing this, he himself deserves to be disgraced. God will make sure that he will be treated disrespectfully by his fellow men, as Sforno points out. So in our life, we should do what we can to honor the Torah, to honor Hashem. Being involved in chesed, being involved in mitzvot, being involved in caring for others and caring for the world, doing what we can to make the world a better place, we can honor Hashem, we can honor the Torah, and we could honor the Jewish nation. When you go to work, oftentimes I say, when I'm traveling to work, I like to wear a hat, but when I'm actually at work, I like to wear the kippah in the building so people know and understand that I am the OT, the occupational therapist in the school, but that I am the person that is a Jew, a religious Jew who's fundamentally trying to serve Hashem and standing up for the honor of Hashem and the honor of the Jewish people. So when they go around and they see something good I do, hopefully they see that God's name can be sanctified. Wow, this is a religious Jew. Look what he does. Hopefully this is how all Jews act. This is great. Going above and beyond for the students and for the school. Wearing that kippah can show us how we could honor the Torah and honor Hashem. Walking around as an ambassador for Hashem, walking around as an ambassador for the Jewish people, we need to do what we can to walk high and strong, keeping the kippah on our head and making sure to do different actions and different tasks in our life that really keep up the realm of the Torah. If we honor the Torah, studying it, showing respect for it, making sure to keep it in a sanctified place, in a special place, not sitting on the same level, listening when the Torah is being read and trying not to talk when davening is happening, making sure to signify and symbolize each letter, each word, and making sure to show respect for the mitzvot, show respect for Hashem and his Torah and the elements. If we could walk around and be a Kiddush Hashem in our lives, we can make the whole world a better place each and every single day. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of someone who removes himself from judgment here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.